Today, we also commemorate the wafat of Sayyida Khadija alayha salam, and I'd like to talk about her a little. Sayyida Khadija, her father was a merchant like most of the tribes of Quraysh in Mecca. He sent caravans to other cities to trade in the summer and winter. And we're told that her parents died within 10 years of each other, and their wealth was divided amongst the children, but it was Sayyida Khadija who took over the family business and expanded it. And with the profits she made, she helped the poor, the widows, the orphans, and the sick and disabled people of Mecca. Now you must understand that this was an amazing feat on her behalf, because it was a time when people were, you know, the compassion, there was a lack of compassion. If you did not match up to the status of those around you, you were sent away in the desert. They didn't even want to see anybody suffer in front of them. Now Sayyida Khadija had a cousin called Waraqa bin Nawfal, who was a very learned man. And he wasn't an idol worshipper. And both he and Sayyida Khadija believed in monotheism, in the existence of one God. Because of her excellent akhlaq, the Arabs, who at that time, remember, used to look down upon women, called her Tahira, the pure one. She was also known as Malikatul Arab, the princess of Mecca, the queen of Mecca and Arabs, because of her wealth. And a lot of Arab nobles and princes wanted to marry her, but she refused. Now in the year 595 AD, or of the Christian era, she was looking for someone to be in charge of her caravan which went to Syria. Abu Talib suggested Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to her. Now she had heard of his trustworthiness, so she agreed to employ him, although he did not have much trading experience. And to help him, she sent her slave Maysara. Now that particular trading caravan was a great success, and when Sayyida Khadija alayhi salam heard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's skills and excellent conduct, she became one of his admirers. And soon it was arranged for her to be married to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Talib read the nikah on behalf of Rasulullah, whilst Waraqa read it for Sayyida Khadija. Abu Talib paid the mahar for his nephew and fed the people of Mecca for 3 days in celebrations. She too fed people, and the marriage was a happy one. Their first child was called Qasim. The second was Abdullah, but both died in infancy. Then they had a daughter, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam. You know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go to meditate in the cave of Hira on Jabal al-Nur, it was Sayyida Khadija, despite having so much wealth and servants, who would climb up there to give him his food and the necessary things that he required. I don't know whether you've been there, but if God gives you a chance to go to Mecca, and you look at that mountain and you get a chance to climb it, even the wonderful shoes that we have today, the trainers that we have, to climb up there is a feat in itself. You've got to be pretty fit. And when I think back, I think of her, and I think of her climbing there every day to give him his food. It was love. It was that love for him that took her through. An amazing personality. She was the first person to accept Islam as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in 616 AD, when the Quraysh isolated the Banu Hashim, the family of Rasulullah, and they took refuge in a sort of valley or a ravine called Shibi Abi Talib, it was her wealth, which she'd actually put it at the disposal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Islam, that sustained the Muslims at that time. And that siege in that valley, in that ravine, lasted for 3 years. They experienced hunger, thirst, and the cold and the heat of the desert. She died in 619 AD. There's nothing left of her wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was devastated. Abu Talib died in that year too, and he called that year Amul Huzn, the year of grief. You know, the love that she gave him was unbelievable. When I think of her, I think of the ayah of Quran, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. Indeed, my life, my death, my sacrifice, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds. And Allah honors her in the Quran when He says in Surah Al-Dhuha, He tells him, ووجدك عائلا فأغنى, and he found you in want, and he made you rich, he made you free from want. It was through the wealth of Sayyidah Khadija alayhi salam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. An amazing personality. We ask our children on this day to be able to do the things that she did. Maybe to be able to think about the orphans around the world and contribute towards them. Maybe you can do that too. And you can do that in her name, in her way.